to get those lights on. Remember to turn them off when you get there. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal investigators are delving into the history of the man suspected of carrying out a sniper attack on a Dallas ICE facility.
The bullets rained down onto an ICE van transporting undocumented immigrants. Not rapid-fire shots, but according to witnesses,
he would shoot, he would wait 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, he would shoot.
The FBI says Joshua John was targeting ICE agents. In the end, he would kill one detainee and seriously wound two others. No ICE agents were hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Under pressure from the president, the new U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia is moving quickly, ABC News has learned, to bring charges against former FBI Director James Comey. The claim is that Comey lied to Congress, even though prosecutors in that U.S. attorney's office have sent a memo recommending no charges be brought. President Trump wants a full investigation into why the escalator he and the first lady were on suddenly stopped as he was headed up to give his speech at the U.N. This is ABC News. October 1st, the deadline Congress must reach on funding to avoid a government shutdown. Democrats say they won't move until subsidies for those on Obamacare are restored. Republicans say no to that. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio has more.
With a government shutdown looming, Democrats and Republicans are in a standoff. The White House warning federal agencies that mass firings could be coming, quote, in the event Democrats decide to shut down the government. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer dismissing the threat, writing, quote, Donald Trump has been firing federal workers since day one, not to govern, but to scare. This is nothing new and has nothing to do with funding the government.
Ink up, South Korea. The parliament there has just passed a new bill that would allow for the first time people to give tattoos without having a medical license. It's the only country in the world with such a restriction. Tens of thousands of tattoo artists have been working underground in South Korea for decades. The Tattooist Act passed by 195-0 vote. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Don't let your weekend project turn into a headache. Let Napa help. Get free all-deep penetrating oil from Napa Auto and Truck Parts. This 11-ounce can is only $9.99 and it'll bust through rust and corrosion fast. And while you're there, grab some purple power cleaner, starting at just $4.49 to clean up that mess. And then stock up on select Napa antifreeze coolant. Napa has everything you need to finish the job right. Find them in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, they're your source for parts and so much more.
Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock here at WRCO Radio, and currently we're at 45 degrees. We'll give you that word to text in to be a part of our big contest, and we'll do that in just a moment.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The goal for the green and gold text to win contest continues this week on WRCO Radio. And here is this hour's key word that you can text in. The word is fall, F-A-L-L. That's an easy one today. The word is fall. foul. So download the Civic Media app, find your station, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword FALL, F-A-L-L, or you can also do that to 608-647-4155. Text that word in to be a part of the winning hourly winners, and the grand prize could be, let's see, for you, it could be a couple of club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game. That'll be a hot one in November. You could be the winner of $200 cash or a piece of gold jewelry as well. The word is fall, using in a sentence. It looks like it's a beautiful fall, or Henry Bray had a great fall. Whatever the case might be, that's how you remember it today.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of around 76 degrees with sunshine and northwest to west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 53. Friday, mostly sunny, continued warmer than normal and a high of 78. And Saturday, 80, another beautiful day with lots of sun. Sunday, mostly sunny and mild and a high of 78. Right now, WRCO, that temp continues to fall. We're down to a new overnight low with the fog just kind of anchored in this morning. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 45 degrees.
Searching for someone who's gonna build it back.
and got a guy for that. WRCO Radio and Morgan Wallen and Company and Post Malone. Great to have you along this morning as we get in through the fog. And we can tell you a few things to celebrate. It's a good day for eating. It's National Cooking Day. It's Crab Meat Newberg Day and National Lobster Day. Wow. It is National Quesadilla Day. All right. That sounds like something that Hank Bray would make at 2:30 in the morning, but not a good quesadilla. It'd be something else. Yeah, whatever he could find to slap in the middle. It's also, National Food Services Employees Day, Comic Book Day. There you go. I used to collect those till Mother threw them out many years ago. Probably a whole bunch of valuable ones, I'm sure. Let's see. And it's National One-Hit Wonder Day. And that is interesting. You think about, oh, there aren't that many one-hit wonders. But on the Saturday night program, I've done two different one-hit wonder shows featuring 6 hours of one-hit wonders. So 12 hours total, two shows, and never played the same one twice. That's how many one-hit wonders there were between 1955 and 1995. Rather to have had a hit than never, though. Well, we'll see what old Hank Bray is doing, the junior sales executive here at WRCO. This is Blake Shelton.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting
she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He
Live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Fast car, we go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, so I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
I got a fast car. Well, it's a vibe. But that's Luke Combs on WRCO on a Thursday morning. It is 7:19.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant. Serving up great tunes and tasty moments right here in Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale, from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
1100. Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
September is Suicide Awareness Month, but this is a topic the Richland Hospital and Clinics focuses on all year round. When you come in for your yearly checkup, we encourage you to talk to your primary care provider about changes in mood, depression, or if you've had suicidal thoughts. Mental health is part of your total health care, and your primary care provider is an important first step in finding solutions.
It's Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, where flowers say I love you, or at least I panic at the last minute. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Today's show is packed with more energy than a toddler after 3 juice boxes, a couple of world records you didn't even know existed, and the chance to learn, well, absolutely nothing useful. And of course, don't miss Hank's Love Lines, where romance meets reality. Remember, folks, Hank says if she steals your hoodie, that's true love. But if she steals your fries, you better run. Tune in, laugh a little, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Junior sales executive Henry Brady.
Yep, junior. Hey, yep, how you doing? Elementary.
Got a promotion. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Hey, I appreciate that. How you doing? How was your evening, buddy? Night off? Was it worth it or not?
Well, it really wasn't.
It sounds like you were working.
I was here for a while. Yeah. Till bedtime. So.
Yeah. People don't know how early that you get in, and actually, you then you do other things at home, and then you come back into work, and then.
It's not too much work, though.
No.
If I was doing something physical, it'd be a little different. It's only mental. It's only my mental.
Well, that's not there anyway. We're all good. You're all good, buddy.
Right.
You're all good. I saw the most beautiful thing again this morning, Phil.
Did you?
I did.
Why don't you? You're talking about the Golden Arches here?
No. Just
how's the diet doing?
Really good. What do you think, Phil?
Oh, look at that! Gonna blow away in the wind.
I can see my feet for the first time
That's
since
right.
high school.
The good thing is, maybe you're going to give me some of those clothes that don't fit anymore.
That's not a boy.
Woo-hoo!
And you know what? You look good as well, too.
Well, thank you.
You look good.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm not on the Henry Braid drastic diet, but, you know, you just kind of monitor things.
Avocados.
Avocados. I
tomatoes,
like avocados. Yeah.
Boiled eggs.
Yeah.
So, and I started to add cottage cheese.
Oh, cottage cheese is good.
A little bit of protein there for the eggs and the cottage cheese. And mm-hmm. avocado is a healthy, healthy fat. So.
Oh, yeah.
And a tomato.
And a tomato. Mater. He was in the Cars. Yeah, he was the tow truck.
Yeah, Mater.
Mater.
Yeah, hey, Mater. Anyway, October 4th is coming right around the bend, almost a week out.
So what's that for you?
That's the mule jump.
The mule jump.
Yeah.
Well, when there's so there's like Center Color Fest is going on.
Oh, here. My goodness.
There's homecomings for like three or four area schools. So many things.
Oakwood Fruit Farm, the customer appreciation
day.
Don't forget about tomorrow night, though. Big night tomorrow with the wine walk.
That's right.
Yes.
And then on Saturday, they've got a street dance going on in front of the auditorium at the center.
Yes.
So, lots of stuff.
I didn't get invited to come dance in my Speedo. That's kind of weird.
But all of those things, you know, we want to plug because they're our media community.
Oh, 100%.
Some are running commercials on the station, but I haven't gotten any commercial order yet from the Mule Jump in Arkansas. So, I think we got to stop mentioning
that. Oh, and don't forget Apple Fest this weekend.
Yep, Gays Mills.
So, you know.
Boy, they're hitting a home run. And Avoca's.
Oh, my gosh. Big one-day special. Avoca one-day. Yep. Just all kind of events going on. So, and they're going to have excellent, excellent weather.
I know. Well, we'll keep reading
the Speedo weather.
Yeah. I mean,
just keep reading the good forecast, even if it's not.
I did my best for my old horse and colt show, but you know what?
They blamed you for that.
Well, no, but we didn't get that much rain.
It doesn't matter.
Not as much as they
thought. Still blamed
you
for
that. Well, that's all right, you know.
They blamed you. I blamed you for that.
Sure.
So
I'll just have to hook onto Keith Durr's tractor and, you know, you see who's the boss.
See who's the boss.
I know who would win on that one. But.
Yeah, what a beautiful weekend coming up.
Yeah, beautiful weekend. You got any big plans there?
Yes, I do, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Cheating kids somewhere?
No cheating kids this weekend.
Really?
But here's what happened. So I had two trees in my backyard. All right. One was, it went up and then it started to lean towards the school parking lot.
Oh.
Well, I went out there on Sunday because I had some elephant ears. Have you ever heard of elephant ears or plants? Big old leaves.
They're also a pastry, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, but not the pastries here. Okay. But there are plants, and I had some hostas, some red and blue hostas that I had to plant. So I went out there and got my tools, and I looked at this tree. All right, so the night before we had some really bad winds. That thing had cracked in three spots.
Ooh.
Leaning over the school. So I had to call the guy that, tears down my trees for me. He tore that one. He cut that one down. So I hauled 23 loads of that stuff on Sunday. We get looking at the old twisted willow tree that I have, and it's cracked in almost nine spots.
Ooh.
So he took that down last night. So I get to haul wood all weekend.
Well, that's nice.
Yes.
Cut it up for the fireplace.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call Titus Osborne to remove some of my stumps and see what. He'll have a field day out there in my yard.
I bet. Right. I wondered if the moles didn't kind of displace the tree roots or something.
Yeah, it would not surprise me.
Loosen things up. Yeah. So.
But I did, you know, what I do feel bad about is that the squirrels actually lived in there. A lot of them.
Well.
And both trees.
Bring them into your house.
No.
Just don't take them to church on Sunday.
Clemmy.
That wouldn't be good.
Clemmy will bring them in once she tenderizes them.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clemmy's really good at catching squirrels.
Squirrel. They're about the same size as her, though.
Yeah, but my dog can probably jump about 5 feet in the air.
Wow.
And the tree that I cut down, that's the one that she climbed in.
Huh. Take her to the mule jump, see if she can up jump the mule.
Yeah. I was wanting to know if WRCO Sports is going to sponsor me going down there and back to have live mule jump reports.
I don't think so. I don't think that we will. There are more important things locally to cover than that.
Like the shoe tying contest and stuff like that.
Shoe tying? I don't know about that.
Yeah, I have Velcro.
Oh,
nice. Hey, did you know while in Youngstown, Ohio, it's against the law to run out of gas, Phil?
Run out of gas? Really?
Yep, you can't. It's illegal.
Huh? That's interesting.
Today's love line, Phil.
Oh,
yeah. You got
Hank's love line.
Yeah, are you ready?
Brace yourself.
Thursday, September 25th, love line. Are you a front porch swing? Because I could set with you all day.
Set with you. Yeah. Like a potted plant. Wow. You know, that's just as love, right?
It is. It's love.
It really does.
Yeah. You look like a front porch swing. At that point, your girlfriend's probably going to hit you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you're saying I'm big as a swing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you go into a chorus of just a swinging. And
just a swinging. Yeah, exactly. The lethal dose of caffeine, Phil. There's actually a lethal dose of caffeine for humans.
Did not know that.
10 grams.
Wow.
Now you think about this, all right? Or about 100 cups of coffee consumed in 4 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, you've been close a couple times.
Yeah, this morning I am, my man. I was here early.
98?
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. And then when I ran out of creamer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whose fault is that?
I'm not going to say.
It's not mine.
Here's the thing.
I buy the supplies for the station, and I send him out one day. He's like, hey, I said, well, I think we're getting low. So he bought creamer, but forgot to bring it in, right?
I found it last night.
You found it, yeah.
This was Monday.
It's a little curdled, probably.
Well, it was something. Uh-huh. So I just threw it in the old trash can.
Is it pumpkin spice
cream? No. No? French vanilla.
French vanilla.
You and I are kind of a cheap creamer people. We like the cheap stuff.
Right.
So
careful. Don't run it through the app that June has about, you know, whether it has harmful stuff.
Oh, she's probably already done that.
I think it rang the bell like 5 times.
I'm sure it did. Yeah. And it only has 6 ingredients.
Yeah, exactly.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Hitchcock.
There you go. Yeah, you're close.
Anyway, I have a Alfred. New... I have a new set of contacts in today.
Oh, do you? Are they backwards?
Well, no, it's they were one. Were one they? Was this morning. That's where I was at, you know, at 4:15 this morning to 6:15 in the bathroom trying to
you're
get
trying
it
to
changed.
Yeah.
But it's changed now, so I can actually
you're
see
getting
far.
There. So it's worth it.
Yes.
It's worth it.
Yes,
okay.
100%. Uh-huh. But anyway, there it's a new, I don't know what you want to call, it's a new... script, you know, so it's different. I can see better farther, and you know, I can see you up clear and close. And
that's probably scary.
Poor June.
Like that,
and,
I know. Like that new TV, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Where you can see something.
Can you imagine that? Yeah. Hey, I was going to tell you this. If I had to purchase a new TV. I did. I went to Town and Country, and I got this LG TV. It is absolutely amazing. What Barney Fife and Andy Griffith and Guns. It is absolutely amazing. Good it walk. Looks like it's 3D.
Yeah, walk right into Mayberry.
It is absolutely amazing what my old black and white TV used to have.
Yeah, when I see a TV like that, it's quite a difference from my Quasar black and white. You know, all of a sudden, hey, man.
Yes.
It's like looking in a window.
But it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It is crazy. So, but I haven't watched many of it. I'm going to have to haul wood.
Yeah, I suppose.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, that guy.
Psycho features the first shot of a flushing toilet in mainstream America cinema.
That's correct.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
Okay.
And
all
they
right.
used and you know what? So it's black and white. It's really scary. So for the blood, they use chocolate syrup.
Yes, you told me that. Because they knew it was black and white.
Yeah, didn't matter. So I don't know what happens in the colorized version.
I'm sure they color that, don't they?
Probably do. Yeah. Yeah, that's a scary one.
So they bled chocolate.
The first flushing toilet on American TV, though, the sound effect of it was All in the Family. famous scene in All in the Family where Archie's going to give Gloria away to come down the stairs.
Oh, really?
But he's late.
Yes.
And all of a sudden,
Al Bundy and Married with Children, I think you hear a flush every 15 minutes
maybe,
in that show.
Maybe, yep.
So anyway, 50% of all Americans live within 50 miles of where they grew up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm beating the average because I'm about 1.75 miles.
But within 50 miles, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they only surveyed 50 of those people.
You're a little bit outside the Pea Ridge range.
Maybe.
One
more than the suburbs of Pea Ridge.
But it said grew up. You may not have grown up there. We're still waiting for that, but nonetheless.
Wow. Have a great day, Phil. Yeah. Everybody out there, be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
This week at Richland Locker, customers can take advantage of a special meal deal. When you buy 3 pounds or more of chuck roast at $9.98 a pound, receive a pound of carrots, onions, and potatoes free. Everything needed for a hearty, home-cooked meal. From the deli, you'll find honey turkey at $8.48 a pound and provolone cheese at $6.48 a pound. Richland Locker invites everyone to stop in this week and enjoy fresh, local products, bringing quality to the table for every customer.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details. This day in history, in 1956, the first transatlantic telephone cable officially went into service with a three-way ceremonial call between New York, Ottawa, and London. And in 2013, skipper Jimmy Spithill and Oracle Team USA won the America's Cup with one of the greatest comebacks in sports history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today, the 25th of September, courtesy of The Shoebox.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Xavier Hienick from St. Luke Lutheran Church, to Axel Larson, and also to Alex Hofer from Park Street Christian Church. Happy ninth to Allison Kepler from Grandpa and Grandma Kepler. And to Mark Ewing, he's the man who will calmly explain why you shouldn't drive your truck into floodwater. All right, from the Ewing Brotherhood today. Have a great day today. Happy birthday to Julie Stebbins from Richland Center United Methodist Church. And to Jennifer Pierce from Bloom City's Town Crier. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. To Becca Keller, Tim Watson, Marilyn Williamson, Tegan Knapp, and Odo Dytel. Have a great day to John and Edwina Melby, to Jim and Bobby Ann Goplin,
and Eric and Katie Farness. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday wishes to, from the Richland Center Lions, to Dolores Scoville, to Allison Marie Kepler, to Annie Reinhardt, Eric Anderson, Becca Keller, Galen Sutton, and Julie Stebbins. Happy anniversary, Shelby and Kane Kleiss. Happy birthday, Jim Self, from Johnny, Jill, and have a great day today. Happy birthday on the 25th of September. Happy birthday to Heather Gilbertson from Little Willow Birthday Club. And from Schmidlin Hills residents and staff, we salute Marilyn Williamson today. Happy birthday, Marilyn. Grandma, Sugar Cookie, with love from Chad and family, Casey and family, and to Marilyn on her 91st from Steve and the family. Enjoy your special day. Happy 43rd to husband Mark Kraska. Wow, that's a long time. Love you from Babe Kraska. And happy anniversary, John and Betty Huth from St. Luke Lutheran Church.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We are known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
46 at WRCO. It's a cool start to the day, headed toward 76 a bit later on. Well, we have one for our special couples, and we head toward news time today on WRCO. This is Sunny James. Contest continues at WRCO, the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest, and this hour's word is fall. In case you missed it, fall, F-A-L-L. You can download that through the Civic Media app or at 608-647-4155. Text that in, and we'll see if we can make you a winner. Phil Neal, hoping you have a great day.
Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It's becoming sunshine and 46 degrees in Richland Center. Our news this morning is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Patchy fog early, then sunny to partly cloudy and turning warm with a high of 76. Tonight, mostly clear, patches of fog late with a low of 53. In Richland Center, after a low of 45, we're back up to 46 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center Common Council has been discussing a development on Story Field. As previously discussed during the standing room only meeting on Tuesday, September 2nd, the council currently has a developer who has signed a pre-development agreement with the city for the development of an 8-duplex zero-step housing project on Story Field, which is currently owned by the city. To incentivize the much-needed housing issue, the city is being asked to sell the land for $1, recognizing the substantial private investment and infrastructure responsibilities the developer will undertake. Attorney Wendell has reviewed the proposed sale price of $1 and has indicated it is valid under Wisconsin's public purpose doctrine. In return, the developer agrees to construct all required public infrastructure, complete the project within 24 months of land transfer, meet all applicable design and permitting standards, and deliver zero-step accessible housing. Story Field was taken by the city with the idea of possible future development. To date, the city has invested approximately $40,000 in legal fees, conceptual engineering, utility preparation, and staff hours toward the project. The infrastructure for the development is estimated to cost the developer between $800,000 and $1 million. The estimated fair market value of the development is between $4 and $6 million. The project is estimated to generate approximately $100,000 in new property taxes annually, with about one-third of the revenue allocated to the city, one-third to the county, and one-third to the school. Per ordinance, the Common Council may, at its discretion, require a portion of the land to be designated for public use. After much discussion and input from residents at the September 2nd meeting and additional questions from council members, the council voted to table a decision until its next meeting. Knowing that it was a major decision and an important matter for many residents, the council held a special meeting last night for the sole purpose of making a decision on the Story Field project, which was, again, a standing room only crowd. The Richland Center Common Council again listened to residents' concerns. 13 people spoke, with 8 against the development and 5 in favor. Alderperson Rachel Schultz then amended the motion for the city to maintain ownership of the green space, retention pond, and booster station, with them becoming part of the Parks Department, and to keep its name within the Story family. Alderperson Steve Downs then seconded the amendment. The green space would be approximately 1.5 acres, which would keep the sledding hill open for public use. The amendment then failed on a 6-2 vote, with Ron Fruit, Karen Tepley, Tom McCarthy, Melanie Walters, Doug Martinick, and Ryan Cairns all voting against, with Rachel Schultz and Steve Downs voting in favor. Following the vote on the amendment, the council then passed the original pre-development agreement unanimously. The council did take one additional action and elected Brian Jones to serve on the Utility Commission. The license of the Sun Prairie School District's Human Resources Director is under investigation. Channel 3000 in Madison reports online records show the State Department of Public Instruction is investigating the license of Chris Sadler, who has held a lifetime license since 2017. Personnel records released by the district show Sadler was involved in internal investigations into former West High School Dean Robert Gilkey Meisinger. Records show Sadler spoke with a student, her mother, and Gilkey Meisinger about allegations of a relationship between Gilkey Meisinger and the student, but decided there was no evidence of inappropriate relationship. Gilkey Meisinger is charged in Dane County Court with 2 counts of child sexual exploitation and 13 counts of possession of child pornography. A La Crosse County truck driver has pleaded guilty to a 2024 attack against another driver. 60-year-old Paul Stokes pleaded guilty in La Crosse County Court Tuesday to second-degree recklessly endangering safety in connection with the attack last October. Police say Stokes was aggressively following the victim and honking repeatedly before two pulled into a Quick Trip in West Salem. When the victim confronted Stokes, Stokes pulled a blade and slashed the victim in the neck and chest. Stokes fled but was caught 2 days later in Tennessee. He will face up to 10 years in prison at his sentencing in December. Motorists are advised that there is a street closure in Richland Center today until 4. East Kinder Street from South Ira to East Street and South Larson Street from East Hazeltine to East Burton is closed to traffic due to a home placement by crane. Additionally, there will be no parking allowed on West Kinder, East Kinder, and South Larson Streets in the posted sections. Please follow the posted detours. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department continues to flush water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Today's schedule includes Court to 3rd Street, Congress to Cedar Street, and Schmidt Street on the east end. Tomorrow includes Seminary to Kinder Streets east of the Pine River, Congress to Hazeltine Court area on the east end, including Ithaca Road. Flushing will continue through October 3rd. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink but could discolor clothes washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone flushing times or days. Today's the deadline to register for the UW-Richland Alumni Association Fall Brunch, honoring the 2025 Outstanding Alumni being held Saturday, October 4th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Register today by contacting Kathy Granger by email at fairladykkg@yahoo.com or call 608-489-3629. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is celebrating being named the number one 2-year college in the nation Saturday. A free family-friendly celebration will be held from 10 to 3 on the main campus in Fenimore. The day will feature hands-on demonstrations from academic programs, campus tours, giveaways, food trucks, and live music. No registration is needed and everyone is welcome. Southwest Tech has received the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the highest award a community college can earn. The Aspen Prize is awarded every 2 years to one college in the country for outstanding student learning, completion rates, equity, and post-college success. The Avoca Fire and EMS will host a festival this Saturday beginning at 11 at Avoca Lakeside Park. Melissa Salis is the Assistant Chief for the Avoca EMS and Safety Officer for the Avoca Fire Department.
This is our third annual event, and we really just wanted to get something back in the community, bring people together, do some family event, and then also, you know, we're really trying to raise money this year for something that our department, we feel, is a necessity, is a new UTV vehicle that we can, you know, go out in the woods and get patients out of the woods. We can, you know, put brush fires out and stuff. So this is something that, you know, the surrounding areas have, and we would like to get that purchased for our departments as well.
There will be something for the whole family, including the youngest festival goers. Car enthusiasts are also invited to bring the cars in. All are invited to attend the Avoca Fire and EMS Festival. Enjoy live music, a vendor market, bags tournament, kids club activities, and a dart tournament. There will also be a UTV poker run from 11 to 5 with the drawing at 6:30. For more information, check out avocaems.com/festival.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Thursday, September 25th. Eric Coe, 80, of Richland Center, died September 16th. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eric Coe, 80, of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina M. Morava, 61, of Richland Center. Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz, died August 12th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jean Maureen Welsh, 65, of Boaz. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tiana Salazar and Dylan Mulzon had a daughter, Isla Ray.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
The Boaz Fall Parade will be held Saturday at 1. Lineup will be at noon and the Boaz Park. The Boaz Lions Club will be selling pork sandwiches and potato salad. And the Richland Center City Auditorium will host a block party on Central Avenue Saturday from 2 to 6. Three country bands, including Stone Cold Country, will supply musical entertainment, and food trucks will be on hand to purchase food and refreshments. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Patchy fog early today, then sunshine with partly cloudy and turning warm, a high of 76. Tonight, mostly clear, patches of fog late, a low of 53. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued warmer than normal with a high of 78. It's 47 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Security is tight at ICE facilities nationwide following Wednesday's shooting at a detention center in Dallas. The gunman, a 29-year-old, who took his own life afterwards, shot and killed one detainee, wounded another. With the statute of limitations about to run out, President Trump pushes the new U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsey Halligan, to file charges against former FBI Director James Comey. ABC's Mary Bruce.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.
Jimmy Kimmel's return to the airwaves, netting him his highest ratings yet and more than 24 million views on YouTube. This is ABC News.